the air.
Goldwyn-Mayer presents hilarious highlights from and about the picture, A Day at the Races. Music. Romance.
I'm crazy about you.
And I love you so, sweetheart.
Comedy.
Henry, who was that lady I seen you with last night?
Brother, that wasn't no lady. That was my wife.
14 minutes of diversified entertainment in a program entitled Time. Mark the song. Time. Mark the song. With the Marx Brothers.
Groucho.
Kiko. Popo. And a courteous bow to the producers of the famous radio feature, The March of Time. Into the news swim last week with a resounding splash, pop one Hugo Z. Hackenbush, small town quack who recently nabbed the number one medical chair of the famed Standish Sanitarium. Hackenbush's triumph in plucking this juicy professional plum brought forth naught but a mixed chorus of boos and cheers. Said the anti-Hackenbush faction.
Boos.
Said the pro-Hackenbush element.
Hooray! Whoopee!
Unmindful of the hubbub, clever, curt, cute, Hugo Z. Hackenbush, last week in his spacious offices, bravely defended himself against vicious verbal attacks by medical meanies.
Tell me, Dr. Hackenbush, just what was your medical background?
Medically?
Yes.
Well, at the age of 15, I got a job in a drugstore filling prescriptions.
Don't you have to be 21 to fill prescriptions?
Well, that's for grown-ups. I just fill them for children.
No, no, doctor. I mean, where did you get your experience as a physician?
Well, to begin with, I took 4 years at Vassar.
Vassar? But that's a girls' college.
I found that out the third year. I'd have been there yet, but I went out for the swimming team.
The doctor seems reluctant to discuss his medical experiences.
Well, medically, my experiences have been most unexciting. Except during the flu epidemic.
Ah, and what happened?
I got the flu.
Time. Mark the gong. That Hollywood is the manufacturing center of the nation's music is a fact which can no longer be denied. The birth of radio broke the back of the phonograph record industry, then the chief revenue source of the Sharps and Flat Brigade. When Hollywood found its voice, it set the cue for the first strains of the swan song of Tin Pan Alley. Songwriters suddenly awakened to one cold fact. Go Hollywood or go broke. Go over the Rockies to California or over the hill to the poorhouse. So to the music-making motion picture mecca marched the Do-Re-Mi-Fa-Sol-La-Ti-Do boys. The Gershwins, the Whitemans, the Berlins, the Porters, to turn out such hit musicals as Born to Dance, The Great Ziegfeld, and Broadway Melody. Hollywood now supplies America with 90% of the total volume of song hits, its latest lyrical Lulu being Tomorrow is Another Day, from A Day at the Races, and sung by Alan Jones.
The day is through, the sun descending, has brought to you no happy ending, but you can face the setting sun and say, tomorrow is another day. Had your share of tears and trouble, but every care will be a bubble. you can face the setting sun and say, tomorrow is another day. Someday a little rain must fall, the skies can fall. Sometimes a little tear must fall to make a smile break through. Today is gone, it's all behind you. A brighter dawn will surely find you if you can face the setting sun and say, tomorrow is another day.
Funny man Harpo Marx has never in his celebrated stage and screen career uttered a solitary word for public consumption. Nary a syllable has he spake. Proof indeed that silence indeed is indeed golden. Last week, however, came the millennium as Harpo broke a tradition of years and agreed to speak over the radio. A thrilled audience sat tense and nervous as Harpo and his interviewer approached the microphone in the studios of XKVYRVTD. In the control room, a red light flashed. History in the making. Harpo on the air.
Mr. Marx, this is a great occasion for me. Never in your career have you uttered one word from stage or screen. And just think now, I, who all the boys used to call Stinky, am to be the first person to interview you. First, I'd like you to tell our great unseen audience something about your new picture, A Day at the Races. We're waiting, Mr. Marx. Thank you, Mr. Marx.
Thank you, Mr. Interviewer. And as Harpo Marx is out, time. Marx is on. Throughout American key cities during the coming fortnight, loud hosannas will greet the initial showing of A Day at the Races. Thrilled audiences will chuckle with glee at the superb comedy of the Brothers Marx, applaud enthusiastically at the singing of Alan Jones, whistle in amazement at lavish production numbers, stamp their feet in rhythm with such hip music as On Blue Venetian Waters, sung by Alan himself.
Life will be gay, turning away from all regret. Forget. And in fancy neath a distant moon, you and I will drift upon a blue lagoon. On blue lovely it will seem, starlight tumbling down, you shall wear as a silver crown for your hair. The blue Venetian moonlight will soon light away. Your eyes will tell me so. see press your lips then aside. While I'm singing a love song of lovely terms of love, and no man is an and yours.
As patrons sated with entertainment emerged from a famous Hollywood theater after witnessing a preview of the Marx Brothers opus, they were the subjects of radio's newest broadcasting stunt. The roving reporter with the lapel microphone. Picking patrons at random, reporter Elias of station XKVYRVTD buttonholed them for opinions of the musical picture.
Good evening, ma'am. Would you mind telling us in a few words what you thought of A Day at the Races?
Yo creo que la película de los hermanos Marx, Un Día en las Carreras, es la más cómica que he tenido el gusto de ver.
Very interesting, I hope. And you, sir, may we have your opinion?
Je crois que le film, Un Jour aux Courses, est le plus drôle que j'ai jamais vu.
Quite true, quite true. And the young lady with the little dog, will you say a few words about the picture? Okay, lady, okay, no offense meant. Ah, here's my old friend, Mr. Christopoulos Papadopoulos. How about a little statement for us, Pop?
I thought it was magnificent entertainment. Beautifully conceived, handsomely produced, intelligently presented, and fairly sparkling with the most effective comedy since the last election. In my opinion, if anything is better than A Night at the Opera, it is Groucho, Chico, Harpo, Alan Jones, and Maureen O'Sullivan in A Day at the Races.
Thank you, Mr. Papadopoulos.
Time. Marx is on. In addition to the gnashing of the teeth of the producers of the justly famous March of Time, you have heard the Marx Brothers, Groucho, Chico, Harpo, the singing voice of Alan Jones, and the music of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Orchestra under the direction of Franz Watson.
All the children have money, all the children have gold.
And a blue bandage in the water. Together,
well, hi, hi, hi.
Carry a candy, fruity ice cream.
I got a message from the man on the moon for you. Just you.
Time. Marx is on.
If you can face the setting sun and
we hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.